Welcome back to another episode of Trigger. This is episode 582, Wednesday, October 29th. I'm Corey and Ganimort. Matt Vespa, what's going on?
Nothing. Happy Halloween. Nothing much because the government shut down. Still.
27 days.
Yes.
We're still hanging on.
Make it 107 days.
Yeah, keep it going. Why not? Chuck Schumer said every day that things get better for them. But actually, polling is saying the opposite. Polling is showing that the Democrats are taking the blame and Republicans are getting more popular throughout this. So maybe there's an end in sight. SNAP benefits are running out for millions of people. Did you know that there's 42 million people on SNAP benefits?
Yeah.
Isn't that a big story?
Yeah,
not so much,
right?
That they're losing it. Yes, that's a big story too. Yeah. But what is this? Over one-tenth of the country
is on
SNAP benefits? I think the Democrats have a lane here where the longer this actually goes, the more people become dependent on the government. That's always been their plan.
Yeah.
So if more people suffer and more people get more SNAP benefits, I don't know. It seems like they want to continue this going. They love a good dependent.
It's their
population.
Only leverage, Corey. It's their only leverage is for us f***ing the American people is our only leverage. I'm like, well, it's not really leverage when you're losing.
Yeah.
It's not really leverage. Put that in air quotes. You have leverage. But I guess, listen, I think they're out of ideas because everyone has, it's like, the amount of Democrats who've said the exact same thing. It's like a short stack of pancakes. You have Sheldon Whitehouse. White Club man. Chris Coons, and then Catherine Clark.
Then Welch, another senator. We'll play those audio in a little bit. But all that, they apparently got their talking memos out. Leverage is a key word, and it's actually a pretty silly line phrase to use because it's obviously you're taking blame for what's happening right now. But the largest federal workers union in America took notice that it's the Democrats holding this government hostage. They just called for an immediate end to the government shutdown. This is the American Federation of Government Employees. They employ tons and tons of people. Their president, Everett Kelly, said it's time for Congress to immediately pass a clean continuing resolution. It's only the Republicans that are offering the clean continuing resolution. So, yeah, Democrats, get on board. These are Democrats, by the way. They are Democrat donors who belong to this union. They're pissed off at their own party. The Democrats are facing backlash among their own party. It's not just a 50-50 issue anymore. Yeah. It's like they're feeling the pressure. Get on board.
Yeah, because everyone knows that they're the ones that caused this shit.
Of course
they
did.
That's the thing. They wanted $1.5 trillion for NPR funding and illegal alien health care benefits. And we offered the exact same continuing resolution that they voted for in March that had the government funded at Biden-era levels with all of the goodies that they all liked. There were no GOP initiatives or poison pills. It was merely to provide some breathing room to get the 12 appropriations bills done along with the Obamacare subsidies that expire in December, something like that. Yep. But no. Team Obama and, Retard Chuck had to... Retard Chuck. Retard. He's totally retarded. They decided to be like, no, we're gonna have this Alamo stand, which, listen, I'm sure you guys know the story. David Crock got a little killed over there by the Mexicans. not necessarily a good historical comparison.
We do the weave.
Yeah, the weave, right? Mm-hmm. Because I think Johnson's right. I think they are absolutely petrified of their base. They had to do something because this progressive base wants to fight, whatever the f*** that means. I mean, they're all about moral victories, which doesn't do anything for anybody, and that includes our side. Our side is also obsessed with this moral victory bullshit. They had to do something, and now
they had passed the No Kings protest.
Yeah.
Now SNAP benefits are running out. Yeah. Now their leash is running pretty, pretty low right now.
I mean, service members aren't being paid on the regular. You have, it's just now I don't feel bad because all these fucking federal workers are going to get the fattest back paycheck of all time.
Yeah,
of all
nice,
time.
Actually.
So I don't want to hear it. Yeah. I don't want to hear it.
Here's Senator Welch from Vermont. He was asked about the nation's largest public sector union calling for the Democrats to pass the continuing resolution. He says it doesn't change anything, but it's a real indication of how this is really tough on people.
The nation's largest public sector union calling for you guys to pass a 2030 resolution. Does that change your position?
It doesn't change it, but it's a real indication of how this is really tough on people.
So it's really tough on people. Therefore, we're not changing anything. We're not changing anything.
What a bunch of psychopaths.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a bunch of psychopaths. Like, we know it hurts, but it's almost like 50 Shades of Grey.
The pain must continue.
Yeah, it's like 50 Shades. Like, what is this BDSM bull we got going on here? Like, there's no safe word or nothing. It's just like, I can't say the word. Maybe it's a little too much. A little rap.
We know where we're going.
Oh, rapey, as they say. Like, seriously, I mean, like, what the f*** is this? I've never, first of all, anybody who thought that illegal alien healthcare and funding NPR, which even, like, liberals like Matt Taibbi thought, you know, had content that was worthy of driving off a cliff for because they're f***ing insufferable. How is that the hill to die on?
Certainly not in middle America, and it's...
I get the debt ceiling, right?
Sure.
I get spending caps, balanced budget amendment. I get if they were legitimate fiscal debates, right? Illegal alien healthcare? who the fuck are these political consultants? Not that I'm complaining, because we're just going to win every election, until now. When we get that Trump third term going, but
canceled the election altogether.
Yeah, already canceled altogether.
So it's not just that that union that's have a real problem with Democrats. It's the National Air Traffic Controllers Association who also has a problem with this. These are Democrats. When you see the word union, they're probably Democrats. The president, Nick Daniels, said this the other day.
Day in, day out. That's now the life of an air traffic controller. The people tasked with making the impossible possible are having it made impossible by not paying them again. So the message is simple. In the shutdown today, there is no excuse that these hardworking men and women are showing up to do this job and to not ever know when they're going to get paid again.
Who has the ability to end the shutdown today if they wanted to? Democrats. Republicans do not. You know, Democrats always say, Republicans control the White House, the Senate, and Congress, so therefore they control this government shutdown. Well, if they control all three of those branches, well then, why do you say that they have to come to the table? They keep saying you have to come to the table, but at the same time they say they control all of these branches, therefore they can reopen the government? Well, you can't have both at the same time.
And they don't know math. He needs 60 votes in the Senate. 60.
Yeah, of course. All right?
They don't know math, and we don't, negotiate with domestic terrorists. So, especially domestic terrorists that are retarded. So, absolutely no negotiation, no talks. I cannot stand that we have some people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Beth Van Doon, I believe that's her name, and others in the House Republican side, kind of, getting a little weak-kneed.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Hold the fucking line.
Hold the line.
Don't listen to, all these, don't listen to the mainstream media and what they're saying about this, that, and the other. Don't ignore the noise. Nothing. Illegal alien healthcare benefits are not popular. That's what you're going to be caving to if you try to do. No. Stick with the plan. Stick with the playbook. Now's not the time to be calling audibles out there. We have a strategy. Stick with what August Pfluger and Speaker Johnson said at the presser yesterday. I thought the RSC was really funny, actually. They were like, I think this was orchestrated on purpose because all these Democrats are up there f***ing campaigning for Zohran Mandani.
Yeah.
But they said it was time to give him a little break.
See who's campaigning for Americans versus that jihad apologist. Americans see through it. But the Democrats.
My aunt was the real victim of 9/11, Corey. My aunt.
Yeah,
really? Because she couldn't wear her terrorist piece of shit garb on the subway.
Yeah, but it wasn't even his aunt either. It was his dad's cousin who he calls his aunt.
Oh, my God. So it's a corn pop.
Yeah, it's a corn pop story.
He
was retracting the story because it was revealed that his aunt lived overseas at the time. And blood-related aunt that lived here.
Oh, my God.
So he backtracked the other day. He said, it's actually my dad's cousin, but I just call her my aunt.
Well, you know what they say? The terrorists are liars.
Yeah.
All terrorists are liars.
So Democrats are finally starting to feel this pinch because all of their voters who are on SNAP benefits, 42 million of them, are not receiving their benefits starting now. Schumer was asked about that this morning. Here's what he had to say.
You say Democrats have no We are saying the Republicans can fund it now, and they're using these people as hostages. Plain and simple. Next. That's the answer. The answer is they can fund it right now. Okay? Right now.
Does that sound like a senator who is confident in his party's position right
now? No, it sounds like edgy. Yeah, it sounds like their whole messaging strategy is, you know, fakakta, and it is. It is. It's not resonating. It's again, it's not popular. I don't. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know how. It's like I might as well talk to a bunch of yams.
So he's feeling the pinch there. And Jeff Charles wrote about that this morning on Town Hall. Please check it out. It was about a Hill article reporting how the Democrats are looking for an off-ramp. The SNAP benefits, they're really feeling the pinch. The Hill said, Senate Democrats are taking a close look at Republican proposal to pay all federal employees, including essential and furloughed workers, as they're under new pressure from the nation's largest federal workers union to pass a clean resolution to reopen the government. They also plan to introduce legislation to pay for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, that's SNAP, benefits, and extend funding for Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children. So basically what this is saying is that Democrats are trying to find a way to fund SNAP by introducing a new bill, like just on the side, not reopening the government, but introduce a new bill that would fund SNAP and SNAP only. And of course they're going to introduce this, and they're going to say every Republican who voted against this wants people to die of hunger. Yeah. They want infants to die and parents be unable to fill their family. That's where this is going. They're gonna do all these sidesteps. They're gonna try to do everything that they can to pin this on Republicans who would not vote for this bill, even though Schumer has the ability to vote for the continuing resolution that's on the table right now. So look forward to that.
They can end it now, and by they I mean, oh my God, I love it. I love it.
John Fetterman, he's one of the sensible Democrats. You know, he went to the hospital for a brain injury, came back basically a Republican. He said that Democrats should not be using the shutdown as leverage. It's not a political game.
What leverage do the Democrats have at this point? I mean, Whip Clark said the only leverage left is the shutdown and working families in order to get the GOP to fix Obamacare. Where do we stand, do you think, right now?
That's just not, I would ever say, I'm not going to describe the lives of millions of Americans as like a euphemism as leverage. I mean, this isn't a political game. I'm not checking about how it's polling or who's gonna blink or whatever. You know, 2 million Pennsylvanians are gonna lose their SNAP benefits. And I think we should have them both at the same time. Open this up.
Yeah. So he's the only Democrat right now who's voting for this continuing resolution. Still needs six more, right? Six more?
Yeah.
We'll see if we'll get there. Any predictions when this ends? Is this going to go a long way? Or
I thought it would end not long after the No Kings rally. The Democrats could not any way whatsoever vote to reopen the government before that horde of freaks and weirdos descended on our Capitol and just whined.
All over the country.
All over the country. Yeah, you're right. It was a nationwide thing. They could not do it before then because they probably would have got the Marie Antoinette treatment if they did. I'm going to say, you know what? It will go as long as it goes.
Okay, that's a bold prediction.
This is something that Republicans should not even tolerate in terms of a negotiation or a debate. There is no debate. Illegal aliens should not get health care benefits.
Yeah.
And I know, well, they already did. I know they already did because we had Joe Biden in there and Democrats who are nuts. No more. We won the election in 2024. This ends now. Sort of like how there's been a whole overhaul with ICE. A lot of ICE officials who were, you know, slow walking the deportations got replaced by Border Patrol officials overnight this week.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have a mandate to get this done and to oppose this by any means necessary. And if Democrats want to just, you know, die in this nuclear wasteland, political wasteland of, you know, unpopular policy decisions, let them.
It's getting less and less popular, and that's the reason why Chuck Schumer just may end this soon. But he's not going to be able to save face. I don't see a way that he can do that.
He's gone as leader if he caves.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's no way. I mean, he almost got knocked off when he caved in March.
Mm-hmm. So that's why he doesn't want to do it again.
Probably. Yeah. I guess not. But it's just, we don't, this is not serious. Mm-hmm. This is just not a, this is a f***ing circus. That we're just, that we shut down the whole show and we're now threatening people's SNAP benefits because we need to have this, all these bullshit woke pieces of stories on NPR, which, you know, them. And then
we need government funded propaganda.
And, you know, Jorge the illegal down the street can get, you know, Medicaid. No, 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 no.
Well, it's getting less and less popular. Democrats are getting less and less popular. Yeah. And the more this goes, there'd be more pressure to end it. Here's Harry Enten on CNN just yesterday.
Starting with Republicans, how has the shutdown seemed to have affected their political standing?
Yeah, you might think, given that the Republicans are in charge of both the House and the Senate, that a government shutdown might actually hurt the Republican brand. But in fact, it hasn't. If anything, it's been helped a little bit. Take a look here, the shift in net popularity versus pre-shutdown. Among the when we're looking at the Republican Party overall, that brand actually up 2 points. That's within the margin of error, but clearly it hasn't dropped. Come over to this side of the screen, look at the net approval ratings for Republicans in Congress. It's actually up 5 points since pre-shutdown. So what we're seeing here is the Republican brand in Congress has actually improved somewhat.
You know, because we have better messengers. We have better messengers. We have better people.
And a better policy.
Better policy. We're just f***ing better than the goddamn Democrats. And when you have Timu Obama and Chuck f***ing Schumer just spewing out just, I can't, there are no f***ing words. There are no words for what they believe in. It's just, we don't like Trump. Illegal aliens should get all the s***. We like NPR and all the kids should have their dicks chopped off and become trans. That's basically trans the Democratic Party. And it's all old white people now. It's all you know what the No Kings was? It was the Night of the Living Dead. That's what a f***ing was. It was a bunch of zombies, and now you have this No King sh-. Now you have all these liberals trying to apply for citizenship in the United Kingdom. Did you see this story? So they have the No Kings thing, and then they try to apply for citizenship for a country that has a king. I can't stand these people. This makes no sense whatsoever. These are not serious people. I feel like it's like Logan Roy in Succession. You're not serious people.
I love a
help
good
me here.
I love a good Vespa.
Help man. Me here.
We get at least two or three.
What the hell? The hell is this? What the hell am I doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing here?
We're not serious people.
If they don't want to reopen the gun, that's fine. How about we just arrest them? We put tanks on the Capitol grounds and we just operate as if like they're already there, but they're not. King.
You know,
Trump
has the chance to do the funniest thing ever in 2 days on Halloween. He should dress as a king.
He should.
You know they hand out candy in the White House, a little minion. You just put a little candy bar on top of the minion, but this time dressed as a king.
That would be amazing. Would be amazing. Why? He should totally do that.
Why not?
I am King Trump.
Here's your Snickers bar.
Here's your Snickers.
Enjoy.
But that's not healthcare. Not healthcare. That's not healthcare. It's candy.
We only give candy, not free healthcare, to illegals. Enjoy. Anyway, speaking of presidents, kings, how about the previous one, Joe Biden? Could we just nullify the AutoPen presidency?
Oh, my God.
According to the Oversight Committee, there's a good possibility that we're going to nullify everything that was signed in an auto pen, because Joe Biden had no idea what the hell was going on. The House Oversight Committee recommended that the DOJ investigate the pardons and any other executive orders that may have relied on his staff's auto pen in its report. It said that the orders cannot all be deemed his own. There were people that had no idea, or Joe Biden had no idea that these pardons were being signed. And the only person with the authority unilaterally to give a pardon is the President of the United States. If he's unaware that people are being pardoned by some staffer, and the staff didn't even commute to among each other. Staffers didn't know who was operating the auto pen at certain times. So these are a completely null and void, and the DOJ is going to be investigating that. And maybe have some of these people
good.
Put back in jail.
Absolutely good. Because this whole process was like Hunter Biden stay at the Chateau Marmont. It was just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. They pardoned him. So to kind of bury it badly, they decided to flood the zone with all these people who didn't deserve to be commuted at all. So as if we wouldn't notice that the president's son was at the top of the f***ing pile, but whatever.
They had total disregard for the rule.
Whatever.
Another example of that is Jack Smith. Deranged Jack Smith is under investigation by a whole bunch of committees right now. And Chuck Grassley and his Arctic Frost probe, where Jack Smith was targeting Donald Trump and so many more. This is what we were just learning. So many more Republicans in their role to overturn the results of the election. The House Judiciary Committee said on Tuesday, yesterday, that the FBI probe potentially targeted more than 150 Republican officials and their allies. And these are not all senators or congressmen. These are Turning Point USA.
Yeah.
These are any Republican grassroots organizations, turnout the vote organizations. They were using the Department of Justice to target these people in their probe, spying on them, stealing their communication, probably relaying that communication to Democrat organizations who are stealing their you know, strategies and all of that. Completely illegal. And Chuck Grassley just held a press conference recently saying that there's going to be some, you know, consequences for these actions. You cannot actually do this. Joe Biden's Department of Justice was targeting a conservative training group, according to Sarah Bedford. The FBI was looking at the Conservative Partner Institute, CPI, just down the road from us, because he, quote, hates the FBI, quote, and was, quote, anti-Biden.
Yeah.
So they're going to, you express... Vespa, you and I could have been under FBI surveillance.
Oh, we probably were. I mean, let's be honest.
Just because of this podcast, I mean, or what we tweet. Any conservative view, they decided to open an investigation and jailing people like Peter Navarro, that was part of all of this as well. Our civil liberties were completely at risk and completely broken.
I mean, you mentioned all this. It was the conservative movement writ large that was spied on.
Yeah.
Everybody. So... that's why I just laugh, like, you know, oh, Pam Bondi's weaponizing the Department of Justice. No. She's clearing out the rot. Cash Patel, clearing out the rot.
He did a statement on this latest development on X. He said, every day the FBI is releasing documents like these to give the public full view of what happened, work with Congress to right the wrongs, and hold accountable anyone who acted unethically, period. Corruption like this is being crushed in your federal government day by day. It's a new era, and we certainly welcome that. We welcome the 180 that Bill Gates just pulled. Did you see this, Vespa? Just yesterday, he said that climate change, well, it's not that big of a deal anymore, even though his entire career, I don't know how many lives he destroyed by pushing this green new scam and fake meat products. It was his personality for the last 20 years. He released a statement yesterday. He said, although climate change will have serious consequences, particularly for people in the poorest countries, it will not lead to humanity's despise. People will be able to live and thrive in most places on Earth for the foreseeable future. He's now arguing that climate activists should, quote, measure success by our impact on human welfare more than our impacts on global temperature.
Okay, so, this is what happens when people have too much money and too much time on their f***ing hands. No one gives a shit about global warming. CNN did another segment about the global warming. No one gives a f***. Nobody cares.
It's the most privileged. How privileged do you have to be in order for climate change to, like, really, really matter for you, in order to devote your life to this, in order to vote via this? These people don't have to worry about the price of eggs or groceries or gas. They care about this idea that if I drive a little less, then maybe 1,000 years from now, people will be able to live more free.
They're not driving. Their drivers are driving them, so it doesn't count. So they're not really driving. It's just ridiculous. Yeah, it's you twiddle your thumbs, you know. It's nice to be sitting on heaps of billions and billions of dollars and being like, this is the most existential threat that we face, even though everyone else has other shit to do, live and work and all this other stuff. So no one cares.
No one cares.
Again, it goes back to this is why you know Democrats think this is like a top three issue for them.
Yeah.
This is why they can't reach people. Because, well, climate change is an existential threat. Well, actually, what about the price? F*** you. F*** you. You want people to die.
Yeah, you racist.
You racist whores. And it's just like, okay, well, I'm going to vote Republican now. And that's exactly what has happened over the past 6 years.
That's the Democratic Party in a nutshell. Actually, climate change isn't my biggest concern. Yeah. You're a racist.
You're right. Yeah.
Get out of this.
Well,
place.
I don't think that boys should be in women's sports. What is wrong with you? You bigot! 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 Now I'm gonna chop your dick off. It's just like.
I swear we're not drunk for this episode.
Oh, no, we're not.
We're having fun.
This is great.
But someone who does care about these stupid issues that nobody cares about is Abigail Spanberger in Virginia. We got to cover this election because it's happening in, what, 5 days from now?
Oh, who's black now, the way? By the way, I didn't know that Abigail Spanberger's black.
Yeah, the NAACP just basically endorsed her.
Yeah, for the advancement of some colored people. Some colored people.
Yeah, unless you have an R next to your name, like when Sears does, they're not interested. Remember Barack Obama was out campaigning for Kamala Harris, the good old Camilla, and he said, you know, the young black brothers, I think he said the brothers need to step up.
Yeah, they're not coming out.
Let me be clear, the blacks just haven't really showed up in the numbers that we expect.
Let me tell you something though, he is like the kiss of death. He's the Grim Reaper. He's
coming to Virginia next weekend.
If Obama has to come out and campaign for you like he did with Kamala, like he did with Hillary Clinton, usually it means disasters on the horizon.
Terry
McAuliffe. Usually it means that, you know, someone's up Schitt's Creek and it's not the Republicans. And
but honestly, Vespa, he's got a terrible track record of campaigning for other people.
Yeah, it's bad.
You know,
it's not good.
Barack Obama is a skilled politician. He's a snake. He's an oil salesman. Yeah. He's just an all around bad guy.
Yeah. If it's pushing the Obama brand, it's okay. But if he's out there for somebody, I agree with you. Someone else, it's a disaster.
By comparison, no one's as impressive as he is. Like he can lie with skill. Abigail Spanberger doesn't have that ability, and Barack Obama has never been successful campaigning for other people. Abigail Spanberger, unfortunately, her poll numbers look pretty darn good right now. There was a recent poll by Insider Polling. This was out actually just yesterday. That has the race within 3 points. Maybe we can surprise some people. I remember Ken Cuccinelli in Virginia was down 7 points the night before the election. He lost by 2. Glenn Youngkin and Terry McAuliffe was tied on the night before Election Day. Youngkin won by 2. Perhaps we can surprise some people. But
remember Ed Gillespie?
Yeah, Gillespie.
Ed Gillespie was down 18, and he lost, I think, by what, 1.2 or was it 0.98?
It was very close
against Mark Warner. Exactly. Remember that?
Yeah.
That actually makes me a little mad still.
Yeah.
An extra $3 million in those final 3 weeks, $2 million probably would have. I don't know.
It was too close.
Listen, we can't go back. Can't go back.
In New Jersey, we're praying for Jack Cittarelli. We're both from New Jersey, grew up in New Jersey. I got roots in New Jersey. Mikey Sherrill, according to Real Clear Politics, has a 3.7 polling lead. That's an average of a whole bunch of polls. The bright news is that Jason Meagher is the attorney general running against the I Want to Kill Republicans and Republicans' Children's. He's winning, according to polling, by 3.3%. New York City is about to go to right now.
Taken over by ISIS.
Mamdani is going to win that election. And, you know, everyone could argue Curtis Sliwa should drop out, and he should. However, even with him doing that, Cuomo isn't going to win. And Andrew Cuomo has not given Republican-leaning, even centrist-leaning voters a reason to vote for him. He honestly hasn't. He's run a really campaign.
Yeah.
And the other day he was attacking ICE for clearing out criminals who were selling things illegally in Chinatown. Most of them have criminal histories of grand larceny and theft and domestic abuse. But again, he's the first to blame ICE, and he's an awful candidate, honestly. So New York, good luck. You're about to go to with a guy named Zohran Mamdani, who used to apologize for slogans like globalize the Antifa. According to Zohran Mamdani, his aunt was the victim of 9/11.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is an awful thing to say, no matter where you say it in America. Like when Ilhan Omar said, you know, some people did something. Some people did something. That was, actually a terrorist killed 3,000
people. Well, your brother, so you know, it's just
her opinions are irrelevant.
Yeah.
For Zohran Mamdani to claim his aunt, who is actually not his aunt, it's his dad's cousin, so he just made that up. to do that in New York City, where everyone is still feeling the effects of this. Family members have died. Have we not forgotten?
I know.
They say never forget. And now we're going to elect this guy who's basically his father's an apologist for 9/11.
He loves hanging out with the OG World Trade Center bombers. I mean, he just loves the terrorists.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. And then you have idiots like this putting out commercials. Have you seen this?
Jews for Zoran?
Rabbis for Zoran. Yeah. I'll just give you a little bit of a taste of this. There'll be a surprise halfway through. Every one of these people, these rabbis, quote unquote, are women. Wait till you hear the voice that doesn't fit.
Hi, Rabbi.
Oh, God.
Hi. We're among the thousands of Jewish New Yorkers who've been out door knocking and phone banking to elect Zoran Mamdani. We're also rabbis.
We know Zoran will fight to make our city affordable and safe.
To the listener, what is that thing?
Can you spot the tranny? Have you spotted the tranny yet?
What the hell is even that?
Yeah, so chickens for KFC. These people are crazy.
Well, when I first saw this, Corey, I thought this was the inaugural meeting for Retards Anonymous. But
I thought this was something from the Onion or a Saturday Night Live skit.
Jesus Christ.
This is real. I'm going to leave you with one more audio clip fully understand what we're up against and why there is no coming together for one greater America. We need to hold hands, peace, kumbaya. This is liberal podcaster Jennifer Welch. She's the most transgender pro child mutilation person that there is. Remember, she was attacking the guy from Chicago, former mayor, probably running for Rahm Emanuel. Sorry, his name escaped me for a second. For his, women should have safe spaces position. Here she is basically saying that more Democrats need to get on board with the extremists who support and applaud the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Yes, this is actually real, and this is what we're actually up against. Take a listen.
It's happening just in New York, and you think people are waking up only in New York City, you're mistaken. Look at this clip of a wine mom at the No Kings March. Play the clip.
And she's smiling and saying, this person you're about to hear is waking up to the realities.
His name was?
Charlie Kirkman?
Yeah, him is horrible. Horrible.
Charlie Kirk is horrible?
Yes, I'm glad he's not here.
You're glad he's dead?
Yes.
Why would you say something like that, ma'am?
Because he was horrible on the campuses, the college campuses. Horrible person.
You know what? I do the exact same thing. Well, would you be glad if I would die?
Maybe. I'd have to think about it.
This podcaster is laughing as she's hearing that maybe you should be dead.
Be ashamed of yourself.
Be ashamed of yourself.
Your friend just said she'd be happy if I died.
So listen up, Democratic establishment. You can either jump on board with this shit, or we're coming after you in the same way that we come after MAGA.
I don't understand I don't even know what that means. How are they going to come after those people? Because it's just a bunch of old white rug munchers and a bunch of gays.
Yeah.
Can't come after Dick.
She is speaking to a group of liberals. Only liberals would watch this shit.
Yeah.
Saying that you need to be more like these people who are celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
There is no coming together with this group of people. They need to be destroyed.
Well, especially those who... she's a Bravo host, folks. What the f*** is this?
It's a problem. And like, somehow what the f*** platform, is this? The problem is that a lot of people listen to her.
Yeah, because... I don't know. The two old bitches that were laughing at that conservative activist who was interviewing them on the street, that's her audience. It's just these disgusting f***ing white f***ers who... I mean, where's the lie? Who feed into this? It's just... They're insane.
Yeah, it's insane.
I mean, this is audio. Y'all can't see it. But Corey, there is not a... That is the most... That's wider than Wonder Bread. That crowd and the average age, I mean, combined age is probably 10,705, but it's
at least,
I mean, tales from the fucking crypt, you know, it's just, what happened to these people?
It's just a reminder that we need to stay vigilant.
But I agree with you. Yeah. There's no coming together with those.
The Second Amendment, protect yourselves and, help us destroy this party. Everybody.
Don't talk to them. There's no need to talk to them. We already know where they stand. Yeah.
Mock them, shame them.
Yeah, mock them, shame them. Mock their families. Yeah, exactly. Fuck them. Fuck them to hell.
And help us do that here at Triggered. Thank you for joining today. And if you enjoyed Triggered and want it uncensored, become a Town Hall VIP member at townhallvip.com. We're running the biggest promo we've ever run right now. Promo code POTUS47. You'll get 74% off your membership, this exclusive club of patriots. And that's the only way to get VIP columns from yours truly, Matt Vespa, Katie Pavlich, Kurt Schlichter, all of them combined. Thank you for all of you who have become VIP members. It means the world to us. And those who aren't, we love you anyway. Don't forget, 5-star ratings and reviews go a long way to helping us beat the big tech algorithm. Vespa, we'll see you next week.
Yep, see you next week.